USA Radio News.
President Trump stepped in front of the White House press corps for the first time in more than a week to celebrate news of a successful COVID-19 vaccine. The president also spoke of the vaccine delivery time frame.
As soon as April, the vaccine will be available to the entire general population, with the exception of places like New York State, where for political reasons, the governor, he doesn't trust the fact that it's this administration. So we won't be delivering it to New York until we have authorization to do so, and Governor Cuomo will have to let us know when he's ready for it.
The president added, no medical breakthrough of this scope and magnitude has ever been achieved this rapidly, and we're very proud of it. Pfizer this week announced that its vaccine had been more than 90% effective in protecting patients against the virus that has killed more than 220,000 people in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The suspects in the death of Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia will have to wait for their trial behind bars. Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, reacted to the ruling.
I'm relieved they would stay behind bars. It was a good day. Ahmaud was confused. Ahmaud had no idea that he was under attack.
A Chatham County Superior Court judge denied Travis and Gregory McMichael bail after 2 days of arguments. The third suspect, their neighbor, Williams Roddy Bryan, was denied bail earlier. All three men face murder charges for the death of the young black man who was killed while out for a run. Cooper Jones told the judge she feared the father and son would do the same thing again if the court set them free. The decision to deny bail hinged on a piece of evidence already viewed by millions of people. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio warned parents on Friday that they should be prepared to return to fully remote learning as early as Monday. The announcement comes as the city rapidly approaches the 3% COVID-19 positivity rate threshold that will trigger school closings. The mayor noting that very few people have tested positive in schools. The positivity rate in schools is less than 1%, but de Blasio said that the city's higher rate means we've got to act out of an abundance of caution, adding, have a plan, have an alternative plan for as early as Monday. That if schools were forced to close, the goal is bringing them back as soon as possible. And ICE is arresting child predators. Tim Berg has that story.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement announced this week more than 100 alleged child predators have been arrested as part of a joint effort with international partners in Brazil, Argentina, Paraguay, and Panama. The arrest taking place across the United States and South America during a federal crackdown from November 2nd through the 6th. As part of the operation, people were arrested in California, North Carolina, Florida, Denver, Nashville, Knoxville, and Pittsburgh. Many of the arrests came after tips were called in to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Jim Taylor.